No, kia koutou e whakarongo mai nei ki te reo o te hiko o teika. Tā koutou, kai pāpāho noe mihia tūnei ko Pākeli i tāku. Kei nua te wai ko Trudy Brown kwa kōrero māwai ngā update mō ngā pātaka kai o te hiku mai i kona katotika tonu atu. A ki te hui kei roto, a ia a rau ko tāna hoa kei tamaki tēnei wā no reira e te tamahine Trudy e mihia nara.
Ai, tēnā koutou katoa i whakarongo mai ana, tēnā iata, ko Maua, ko Adrian Marsden, kei tamaki i tēnei wā.
Ai, tēnā koutou katoa, ko Adrian Marsden ahau, ko tamaki te maunga, ko hokianga, whakapau karake te moana, ko tamaki te marae, ko Ngāti te mara te hapū, ko te rarawa te iwi, ko te rata taho o tōku māma, i te taho o tōku pāpa, ko piseke te maunga, ko ranga unu te moana, ko patu koraha te hapū, nā te kahu te iwi, karapunia te marae, kei konei ahau. Kia ora, papa.
Ai, kia ora, kaurua, ngā tamahine. Nā reira, e te tamahine Trudy, tōtika tonu atu anō ki te haukāingane, e pehana te haere o a tātou pātaka kai i tēnei wāhanga tātā tātu ki te kirihimete. How's our pātaka kai's doing, you know, as we're getting close to Christmas?
Kia ora pā. Well, like I said, and like I say every week, is that we really need whānau to come and bring kai to our pātaka kai, especially as we get to the Christmas period, and whānau really need that little bit of support, that little bit of a hand up. So everything is welcome, non-perishable kai, fresh fruit, fresh veggies. We've had lots of things dropped off to our pātaka this week, and I just encourage our whānau, if you've got a bit of spare kai in your pantry or your trees are full of fruit and your veggie garden's full of veggies, just bring them in, bring them down to our pātaka kai, because it is helping other whānau in our community who just need that little bit to get them through the week. So, that's the update for the pātaka kai. And Adrian's going to give a little bit of a kōrero about our hui and tamaki here, just in terms of some of the stuff that is coming, I suppose, to Kaitaia in the near future.
Kia ora. Ai, nō reira, kia ora Trudy. Nō reira, Adrian, e mihi anara.
Tēnā koe. So, Papa, just talking about why we're down here in Tamaki, Trudy and I, we are actually Pōwhakataki, as well as Hone Harawira, with the Pōwhakataki, which is, we are leading the program out called the Resilience Whānau Kaupapa. And so we're down here with other Pōwhakataki throughout New Zealand, and basically what our roles will be is to work with our providers, probably in the social services sector, to help our organisations to design programs with the support of families, so that's a new approach to the way that we work with whānau. Most times how we've received through social services our funding, it's always been directed by the government, so they're trying to step out of what they've been doing for years and years and try something that we've always asked for, which has been grassroots solutions for grassroots problems. So the turn of the new times will look like whānau must be at the centre of designing any kind of kaupapa or program, working with whānau to really to reduce the violence in families. Ai,
kia ora rā, e runga tōna i tēnā. You know, I can hear that. However, you fellas in Auckland there, sitting with the providers are there, sitting with government departments.
Actually, they're not government departments there, so we're in new roles. It's the core Pōwhakataki, so we're going to be working with the contractors for social services within each of the regions to help them to change the ways in which they've been working and to walk a different path where whānau at the grassroots level are now going to be the centre and the heart of the way that programs are designed to help whānau. We've been asking for this kind of style for ages, and finally we've been given an opportunity, and so this is what it is. So Resilient Families is about building resilient whānau, so that, you know, and it's dealing with the violence, but also our aspiration and probably real vision for the future is building whānau, mana whānau, that our whānau are strong, healthy and happy, and that we don't need the social services to help them you know, like they're coping well, they've got a job, they've got houses, they can provide for their families, our tamariki are getting educated, they're at school, all those sorts of things. That's what the future, that's what this is all about, is that if we're going to make changes for our whānau, we actually have to include the whānau and they know what kind of things would work for them.
Ai, kia ora rā, e runga tōnei, tēnei tautoko ana pau nei te kaha. I can hear what's being said, I fully support that. You know, however, how shall I put this? As we're talking about grassroots, as Hone has always stated all the time, him and I, kōrero, Hone's kōrero always goes straight back. Pōhara, there's no way we can eliminate pōhara unless we are able to create work for the man of the household or the provider of the household to be able to go to work to provide for their families. You know, we are in an economy or in Tauhurihuri, a world that looks for solutions to some things which they themselves have created the problem. And what I mean by that is the government's prior, you know, is that the courses or the kaimahi locally, the companies locally, instead of the government, they used to have what they call subsidies, where they were able to provide to assist employers, employ people, to put them on trade training, to actually become tradeswomen or tradesmen. You know, that makes mahi actually a lot easier accessible. However, I know, as yourself, Trudy, a koe me tohoa, a tātou kei te hiko te ikanei tātou e nohana, we stay up the far north here, up in Muri Whenua. Where we are here is a lifestyle. If you think you're going to come up here and go to mahi and make $1 million, you must come from John Key's tree, because that's not going to happen up here. But what we are trying to create up here with what we have is create mahi. And what we do have here is mahi within the ngahere, pest control, which the government have eliminated by actually bringing and dropping 1080. You know, the government are putting contractors, paying contractors to provide answers or solutions to a problem they've created. And however, the thing is, they are still there creating the problem with one hand and paying a contractor that probably belongs to them with the other hand to create solutions. Kau tēnei, e tata me ana mōmō te wai. It's almost like saying it's a waste of time. The government needs to sit back. Firstly, listen to what you fellas are saying, the grassroots.
Yeah.
Eliminate this part of it, like dropping 1080 and things like that, which calls are made from Pākehā women in Parliament. They probably don't even know what a bush looks like.
Kia ora, papa.
You know, aye. You know, ngā whakautua wera, kei a koutou, kei a tātou anō I te hau kāinga nei. If we had to put pest control back to where it used to sit, straight away we can eliminate probably 20,000 youth from being on unemployed and actually becoming employed.
So, Papa, you know, I want to talk to is like grassroots solutions for grassroots problems. Is that I on the weekend I was out at Rangi Point and had the pleasure of talking with a kaumātua, Kirk Watkins, and his whānau. And you know, like when I was sitting with my whānau out in Rangi Point, they talked about their ideas to create work for their community. And I said to them, well, how come it's not happening? And they go, well, no one's willing enough to invest in their ideas. I really think, you know, for Māori, not looking at the government at all, but Māori have the solution. We come up, we always talk about it. We always ask for funding for it. And always, for some unknown reason, no one's willing enough to invest in anyone at the grassroots level. Why? It's probably because we're not wearing a suit or dressed appropriately to how they think business should be done. But our whānaus out in our rural communities really know how to do what they need to do. And I think we need to really, even iwi, and whoever's working with our whānaus at all levels, we need to change the way that we're thinking to look at investment investing back in our people. I know it sounds like a big moia, but I think big dreams are good because those are the pictures we've got to drive towards. Now, some of our whānaus are feeling pretty hopeless, despaired, pōhara, poor, all of those things, and they don't feel that those things are going to change. So we need to really invigorate our rural communities, all of those high-risk whānaus, to actually believe that change is possible. Where does that happen? It's when we have people who believe that grassroots solutions for our problems are worth investing in. We've got the answers. Give us a chance to put them in place. And I think this role in the Pōwhakataki position, the roles that we have, is about changing the mindset of those ministerial bodies to look at better ways in which we can do things. So when you look at the statistics of what's happening, the Māori stats continue to show that we still are in poor health, unemployed, et cetera, so we've been doing the same thing, and hoping that things would change. So we have to take a drastic approach and do something really radical to shift what has been to make things better for Māori. We can't keep accepting what we've been doing is okay.
Aye. E rongato nei tēnei, tautoko ana I e nā kōrero, pau nei te kaha ai, support that wholeheartedly. You know, and the thing is that I hear you talking about all the statistics. It's like talking about a country that's got nothing but Māori in it. The statistics is all about Māori. And let me tell you truthfully, is that those statistics they're using is Māori have money which are invested in government in other parts, in banks, in other places of the world. The government creates the picture is the Māori, the people who that money belongs to, they need to invest back into this country to help those people. That is how the government is partly funding what it's doing, ngā kaki whero, how they're getting the lifestyle they're getting, because they're using the statistics, the only statistics that those banks will then actually help support. But when it comes back to the people that has the needs, where the support should be going, is it going there? No. What they're putting up is they're putting up mental institutes, they're incarcerating people. You know, we have never had so much raruraru about a mental disability in Māori people. I te ao tapito, that did not exist. The only people that had a mental structure were tohungas that were able to then walk in kauairunga and kauairaro. Those were tohungas, and they were specially designed that way. They were able to walk in two worlds. However, you know, as long as Māori stands up and speaks for what is right, they will find a way, even using the law, to suppress them, tahai their tamariki straight off their mothers, and the statistics they all use to get their money is all about the people, ngā tangata whenua, the people of this land. However, you can tell by my tone of voice, a topic like this, it really, really upsets me. I te ahai is that our people are better than that. Our people don't deserve to be used as a doormat to actually fund company organisations to be sitting back with three houses, you know, and they go out for a picnic. You know where that word picnic comes from? Back in America, every Sundays they used to go out for a picnic, and that meant go out and pick a nigger. That's where the word picnic comes from. And you know, that's how I feel about what the statistics is doing to the people of this land. Go out and pick a Māori. You know, and it really makes me rikarika. However, what you fellas are...
You know, I reflect back on something I read in Māori Marsden's book about Māori potential. Our potential is universal and not limited to worldly or, you know, like our potential to achieve. And I think on a positive, that's what we have to strive for, is to reinvigorate our people to be, like we talk about reclaiming back our mana, claiming back our reo. We have to reclaim back our potential, you know, and so coming back to that thing around, we've got the solutions for the problem. We have to full-heartedly
go with that whakaaro, but also, you know, challenging iwi and all the other ministerial bodies, you know, bring down those barriers. You know, when we're putting up proposals with our new ideas that are innovative, let us have a chance to put them in place, put them in action. And, you know, we might get some things right. We'll get a whole lot of things right and a few things wrong, but the chance to do things for our own people, that belongs to us.
Ai, kia ora. Tautoko ana pau nei te kaha. I support that wholeheartedly because nothing else makes any sense and nothing else fits the gene pool and the jigsaw puzzle of Te Ao Māori. We have been designed to think outside the square to make things fit, even so where it's not supposed to go. However, we then manipulate or groom it so it would fit there. Why? Because we're good at what we do. And that opportunity has been taken away from us for so long. I support exactly why you fellas are there, both of you, including Hone, is that give back to us what we are and who we were and who we should always be once more. It's a people that's self-sufficient, able to do things for themselves and go out of their way to help people even when they've got nothing to give.
You know, and I think there's some real truth in some of our kaumātua and kuia. I remember them, inga wā o mua. And we have to, looking back into the past, you know, you can see what our tūpuna did. Some of those gems are the things that we need to drag up into the future and use those as the tools to re-empower ourselves.
Ai, kia ora. You know, kei roto o te waiata a tui teka e meana, without no past, you have no future.
Oh, cheer.
Ki te koe,
I must know that waiata, right?
Absolutely, you know, which each day brings a new dawn, with each evening watches a new sunset. That is the world we belong to, you know, when the sun sets, then we look to the heavens. Then the stars portray to us as the eyes, ko ngā kiri o wo tātou tupuna, is the eyes of our forebearers in days of old, still looking upon us and keeping an eye on us. However, at the end of the day, the pathway still belongs to us, for us to walk. Not for gates to be closed and say, or detour signs, you can't go there, you have to go here or you have to go there. That those days, they've been here that long, and Te Ao Māori thinks, you know, it's we're sheep, we just follow the leader wherever they point, we go. That needs to change.
Ai, tō reira ki a koe, papa, nā mihi a ki a koe mō tēnei kōrero, a whānau I wā mātou whānau, te hari ko au ki te kōrero, tēnei kaupapa, nō reira ki a koe, tēnā koe, tēnā tātou katoa.
Ai, kia ora anō rā e ngā tamahine, e mihi atona kia kaurua mai anō I te hau kāinga nei, ka haere mō tēnā kaupapa, hirahira, tēnei te wāhanga ka whakae, kia horai nā ki mua o te aroaro o wēnā kamu pene, kia whakahokia mai te tika, te mana, te ihi o te Māori, ki ngaringa o te Māori, whakahokia mai ki ngā Pakiaka o te kāinga. Let the grassroots of the people be given back into their hands and taken back to the grassroots of home and then grounded once more. If a new beginning needs to begin, so be it. Nā reira, kia koura, kia pai a koura rā, me ngā mahi kei mua I a koutou katoa, Māori o rara.
Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora anora, kia koutou, e whakarongo mai rā ki e rā kōrero, aha ko ai tīmata mai, ko te update o ngā pātaka kai mai I roto kea kia o te hiku o teika nei. Engari, karongo mai koura a koutou rā I a Trudima, ka hore araua mahi kei konei anake, ka haere kei ki Tamaki, ka noho tahi ki ngā kamu pene, kia rapua tonu e huarahi, whai tautoko, whai ahpi, whai mahi, mō rātou o te hau kāinga nei. I tēnei, wāko pānorai mihi tonu atu nei me aku manuhiri tokorua, mai te whare pāho te hiku o teika, Māori o rarā.